reporting live for CNN from the French aircraft carrier Foch, somewhere in the Mediterranean. 6 days ago, as the rebellion in Chechnya spread to the neighboring Caucasus republics, the Russian president ordered massive bombing strikes against rebel positions around Bakhmut and Belokhani. Appalled at the loss of human life, the president of the United States, joined by the French president and the British prime minister, suspended all foreign aid to Russia. Ultra-nationalist leader Vladimir Rodchenko denounced the U.S. pressure as an act of war against the Russian Republic and Russian sovereignty. Denouncing his own president as a U.S. puppet, he called on the Russian people to join him in revolt. He said this brutish and hypocritical American intervention will not go unanswered. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Moscow time, the Russian parliament was suspended and martial law was declared. With the government in crisis, the Russian Republic was entering into what can only be described as a state civil war. Then yesterday at dawn, Rodchenko and rebel forces seized the region around Vladivostok, including a naval base and a nuclear missile base housing Russian ICBMs. As regular Russian military forces move in to encircle Rodchenko, allied military forces are in a state of high alert. These French planes taking off behind me have been deployed near the Caucasus since the beginning of the crisis. And a crisis which started in the Caucasus has now spread to the Far East and appears to be turning into the worst standoff since the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is Richard Valeriani reporting live for CNN from the French aircraft carrier Foch, somewhere in the Mediterranean.
A volunteer from the audience.
Me.
A brave volunteer.
Me.
Preferably somebody who was born on October 18th, 1990. Over here. Ah, you must be the birthday girl. What's your name?
Russian ultra-nationalist leader, backed by his rebel army, threatened nuclear attack on the United States and Japan. The threats come as a response to the United States' involvement in Chechnya and are not considered idle.
Now sit on the board and tell me, Robin, do you believe in magic? Good. Because if you believe in magic, we can suspend you in the air without the help of a flying carpet.
Meeting in an emergency session while the
president's location.
Joint Chiefs of Staff. That footage was taken yesterday, but half an hour ago, surrounded by hostile forces, rebel leader Vladimir Rodchenko threatened...
Maybe it's not as bad as it looks.
...on the United States and Japan. Should anyone, including the Russian army, attempt to move in on him? Based on the history of this man, this cannot be viewed as an idle threat. Sander Van Oken, standing by.
It is.
Five patrols on fast attacks, two on boomers, one is XO. A year at, Harvard. I talked to your former CO. He tells me he tried to adopt you. As you no doubt heard, my XO has appendicitis. He's the best I ever had. I need a good man to fill his spot. Your name was at the top of the list.
Well, that's good to know, sir.
It was a short list. Your interest, Mr. Hunter, what do you like to do? Do you paint, play ball, play an instrument, ride motorcycles? What?
Ride horses.
Horses?
What's the best horse you ever rode?
Arabian, sir.
Arabian? Oh, that's a powerful animal.
Yes. You ever ridden one?
For me? Are you kidding? No, I couldn't handle Arabian. Yeah, just give me an old paint.
Yeah, horses, they're fascinating animals.
Dumb as fence posts, but very intuitive. In that way, they're not too different from high school girls. They might not have a brain in their head, but they do know all the boys want to fuck them. You don't have to be able to read Ulysses to know where they're coming from.
No, sir.
He approves of you. Jack Russell's smartest dog's alive. Name's Bear. Goes every place with me.
Hello.
Well, welcome aboard the Alabama, son. Do me proud.
I will, sir.
Congratulations, Mr. Hunter.
Thank you.
If one Russian citizen is killed, and I am president, then I will kill 900,000 of the people who are responsible.
You'd use nuclear weapons?
Yes, I would hit
them
with nuclear weapons.
At ease, be seated.
My dear young lady, I cannot make a serious threat, which I hope to be in the position to carry out.
I take it you've seen enough. Gentlemen, after a nice little vacation, looks like we're back at it again. I hope you enjoyed the peace, because as of now, we're back in business. In the good old days of the Cold War, the Russians could always be dependent on doing whatever is in their own best interests. But the Svechenkos playing a whole new ball game, and a whole new set of rules. Now, I've heard people talk, but I don't think this man's talking just to get his picture in the paper. He seems to have a serious weed up his ass and a legitimate gripe. Always a dangerous combination. And I think he's capable of doing every damn thing he says he's going to do. That's why we have to go out there and give the man a moment of pause. So in his theory. Thus, let us begin the facts. We've been informed by the NSA that an entire rebel corps of the Russian army is involved. That's four armored divisions, numbering 60,000 men. There seems to be massive defections. Vladimir appears to be winning the hearts and minds of the Russian soldiers. Admiral?
They've seized the region by the Chinese and North Korea borders. That includes a submarine base, from which they've surged four Akula-class attack subs. They've acquired a nuclear base at Artum that houses 25 hardened silos for Russian ICBMs, armed with up to 10 warheads apiece. Now, the Russian government has assured us that talks are underway. They claim that Rusinko forces do not possess the launch codes.
But if Rodchenko were to crack them, they could launch against our west coast direct, or come in over the pole, take out Washington and New York.
The commander-in-chief has directed U.S. military forces to set DEFCON 4.
We've been ordered to get underway at 0600 hours to assume alert coverage, mid-Pacific, the Far Eastern TBD target package. Please keep your men informed. Lieutenant Commander Hunter is our new XO. Please bring him up to speed on ship's personnel and supplies. Admiral?
No, that's it.
On your feet.
Here we go again, Commander.
Hey, Bobby. This is Bobby Doherty, supplies.
Mr. Doherty.
Billy Linklater, TSO.
Mr. Linklater?
Commander.
You know Derek.
Yeah, yeah. Westergaard. Long time no see.
Yeah, how's Julia?
She's excellent. Good.
And Roy Zimmer, communications.
Mr. Zimmer.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We served together on the Baton Rouge.
Twice.
That's right. And we're lucky to have him.
I think his dog gave me the final seal of approval.
Crazy about that dog. Takes him everywhere. The Navy looks the other way because he's Ramsey.
The Navy looks the other way because he's one of the few skippers left who've actually seen some combat.
Yeah, he took SEALs into Panama in 89.
Tomahawks in the Gulf in 91.
He took out, what, 8 or 9 XOs in 94?
Last one caught, what was it, appendicitis?
Yeah, right.
The enemy below.
Robert Mitchum.
And?
And what? Robert Mitchum.
Incomplete answer.
What, the German guy with the white hair?
Yeah. What's his name?
Who is it?
Kurt Jurgens. Hardy Krueger.
No way.
Robert Short is not superior.
Question was invalid.
We're even.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Address me as sir when you speak to me! Standard attention, sailor! Is he gonna fit in the sub?
Doubtful.
Who played the German sub commander in the enemy below at Robert Mitchum? Was it Kurt Jurgens or Hardy Krueger?
Sir.
Wrong answer! Drop down and give me 20! Now! Move! Move!
One. Two.
Run silent, run deep.
Three.
The guy with the ears and a little mustache.
Five.
Cary Grant.
I'm worried about T.
Why?
She doesn't know what's going on. I think she thinks I'm going away forever.
Take care of her.
You will?
Yeah.
You promise?
I promise. I love you,
Dad. I love you, too, son. You know I don't know what to say.
Just say goodbye.
More firepower than has ever been released in the history of war. One purpose alone. Keep our country safe. We constitute the front line and the last line of defense. I expect and demand your very best. Anything less, you should have joined the Air Force. This might be our Commander-in-Chief's Navy, but this is my boat. And all I ask is that you keep up with me. And if you can't, that strange sensation you'll be feeling in the seat of your pants will be my boot in your ass.
Mr. Cobb?
Yes, sir.
You're aware of the name of this ship, aren't you, Mr. Cobb?
Very aware, sir.
It bears a proud name, doesn't it, Mr. Cobb?
Very proud, sir.
It represents fine people.
Very fine people, sir.
Who live in a fine, outstanding state.
Outstanding, sir.
In the greatest country in the entire world.
In the entire world, sir.
And what is that name, Mr. Cobb?
Alabama, sir.
And And what do we say?
Go, Bell!
Go, Bell!
Keep the boat!
Dismiss the crew!
Dismiss the crew!
Aye, aye, sir!
Crew! Department head! Attention, your department! Follow!
Part of your qualification for command.
My last breath of polluted air for the next 65 days. I'm gonna miss it. I don't trust air I can't see. It's my favorite part. Right here, right now. Bravo, Hunter.
Sir?
You knew to shut up and enjoy the view. Most eggheads want to talk it away. Your stock just went up a couple of points.
Thanks.
Allow me to give you a tiny bit of advice. If you want your own boat someday, the very worst thing you can do is worry about yourself or try to impress me. I can't stand save asses and I won't abide kiss asses. You keep your priorities straight, your mission and your men.
I like that cigar.
It's good, sir.
It's your first.
Yeah.
Don't like it too much. They're more expensive than drugs. Texo, take her down.
Take her down, aye, sir.
Control bridge.
Sounding.
Bridge control, sounding 120 battle.
Look out. Clear the bridge.
Clear the bridge, aye, sir.
Officer to deck.
Head to dive.
Captain's down.
Captain is down.
XO down.
XO is down.
Submerge the ship.
Diving officer, submerge the ship. Make your depth 150 feet.
Make my depth 150 feet. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch. On the 1MC. Dive, dive. Make your depth 150 feet. 5 degree down bubble.
Rodchenko is a fanatic, okay?
He's a potential Hitler. Somebody should just step up and shoot him.
I have no problem with that.
Good.
Well, it's fanatics who make history. Hell, Patton was a fanatic. It's what made him great.
You think this guy's Patton? He's a dangerous lunatic, and he's threatening nuclear war, and he means it.
What's that make us, since we're the only nation ever dropped a nuclear bomb on anyone?
It makes us a prime target. I mean, there's half a dozen other third world countries with atom bombs would love to drop one on us.
That's right. That's why we should drop one on them. What are you, a communist? You have a problem with us dropping nuclear bombs in Japan?
Shut up, Doc.
You think it was a mistake, Mr. Hunter?
Sir?
Using the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, if I thought that, sir, I wouldn't be here.
Interesting way you put that.
How'd I put it, sir?
Very carefully. You do qualify your remarks. Somebody asked me if we should have bombed Japan, a simple yes. By all means, sir, drop that fucker twice. I don't mean to suggest that you're indecisive, Mr. Hunter. Not at all. Just, complicated. Of course, that's the way the Navy wants you. Me, they want it simple.
Well, you certainly fooled them, sir.
Be careful there, Mr. Hunter. It's all I got to rely on, being a simple-minded son of a bitch. Rickover gave me my command, a checklist, a target, and a button to push. All I had to know is how to push it, and they'd tell me when. They seem to want you to know why.
I would hope they'd want us all to know why, sir.
The Naval War College, it was metallurgy and nuclear reactors, not 19th century philosophy. War is a continuation of politics by other means. Von Clausewitz.
I think, sir, that what he was actually trying to say was a little more
complicated.
Yes, the purpose of war is to serve a political end, but the true nature of war is to serve itself.
I'm very impressed. In other words, the sailor most likely to win the war is the one most willing to part company with the politicians and ignore everything except the destruction of the enemy. You'd agree with that?
I'd agree that that's what Clausewitz was trying to say.
But you wouldn't agree with it?
No, sir. I just think that in the nuclear world, a true enemy can't be destroyed.
Attention on deck. Von Clausewitz will now tell us exactly who the real enemy is. Von?
In my humble opinion, in the nuclear world, the true enemy is war itself.
Thank you.
fast.
Aye, sir.
All right, station the reflash watch. This thing could flare back up again.
Con, radio, we are receiving flash traffic, emergency action message, recommend alert 1, recommend alert 1.
Alert 1, alert 1, manned battle stations, missile, for weapon systems readiness test, spin up all missiles.
The hell is he running a missile drill now for? You're in charge.
All right, sir. Manned battle stations, missile, weapon systems readiness test, spin up all missiles, station in the night sky. Captain Control.
I agree, the message is properly formatted.
Sir, we have a properly formatted emergency action message for weapon system readiness test, sir.
I concur, sir.
Where's the XO? Sir, good of you to make it, Mr. Hunter. Get the authenticator. Get the authenticator.
Request permission to authenticate.
Permission granted. Authenticate.
Alpha, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, Charlie, Zulu, Tango.
Alpha, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, Charlie, Zulu, Tango.
Captain, message is authentic.
I concur, sir.
I agree. Message is authentic.
Sir, your captain's whistle key.
Set condition 1SQ for WSRT. This is the captain. This is an exercise.
Set condition 1SQ for WSRT. This is the XO. This is an exercise.
Captain, that fire in the galley could still flare.
No, the time. Make your depth 150 feet. All stop.
Make my depth 150 feet. All stop. Aye, sir.
Weapons con. Simulate pressurizing all tubes.
Weapons con. Simulate pressurizing all tubes.
Con. Weapons. Simulate pressurizing all missiles.
Aye, sir.
Simulate pressurizing all missiles.
Simulate pressurizing all missiles, aye.
All stations, proceed to 1SQ. Ready all missiles for launch.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Weapons, Captain. Report approximate time for 1SQ.
Captain, weapons. Approximate time for weapon system 1SQ. 14 minutes, sir.
Ship is at launch deck. Ready to hover, sir.
Very well, commence hovering.
Commence hovering, aye, sir.
Patrol, sick bay. Chief Petty Officer Marichek is undergoing cardiac arrest.
We're beginning CPR.
Chief of the watch, on the 1MC. Gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We've received word that one of our shipmates is experiencing a medical problem. We're terminating the drill. Mr. Mahoney, take the con. I'm going below. XO.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
Clear. Clear.
It's okay, Chief.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, sir.
So, Mr. Hunter, do you think I was wrong to run that drill?
Not necessarily, sir.
Do you think I got that man killed?
No, sir. One thing had nothing to do with the other. It was an accident.
Would you have run the drill?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Why not?
The fire in the galley could have flared back up. I would have seen to it first, sir.
I'm sure you would have. Me, on the other hand, I tend to think that that's the best time to run a drill. Confusion on a ship is nothing to fear. It should be taken advantage of.
Unless you forget, Mr. Hunter, we are a ship of war, designed for battle. You don't just fight battles when everything is hunky-dory. What'd you think, son? I was just some crazy old coot putting everyone in harm's way as I yelled, "Yee-haw!"
That was not my first thought, sir. But there's no excuse. At the time I was fighting the fire in the galley, I did not agree with your call, sir.
Take a seat. Just so we understand each other, I don't have any problems with questions or doubts. As I said to you before, I'm not seeking a company of kiss asses. But you got something to say to me, you say it in private. And if privacy doesn't permit itself, then you bite your fucking tongue. Are we clear about that, Commander?
As a bell, sir.
Those sailors out there are just boys. Boys who are training to do a terrible and unthinkable thing. If that ever occurs, the only reassurance they'll have that they're doing the proper thing is going to derive from their unqualified belief in the unified chain of command. That means we don't question each other's motives in front of the crew. It means we don't undermine each other. It means in a missile drill, they hear your voice right after mine without hesitation. Do you agree with that policy, sailor?
Absolutely, sir.
We're here to preserve democracy, not to practice it. There'll be a memorial service in the enlisted man's mess at 1100 hours. Go see him.
Aye, sir.
Oh, Hunter. Short of the outbreak of World War III, the ship sinking, being attacked by a giant octopus, I'd like to be undisturbed for the next 30 minutes.
I'll see to it, sir.
By the way, it was Marichek's 300 pounds that killed him. Not the fire. Dismissed.
Sense to you to start a drill in the middle of a fire.
Fire was out, wasn't it?
Yeah, and a man died, too.
Not because of what the captain did.
What?
Not because of what the captain did.
Webs. A fire is a serious threat to the ship. Now, where was it? Why didn't he check it out first, huh?
That's his style. He's a hard ass.
So what?
So, if you want to fight him, go ahead. Want to get along? Got to get to understand him a little bit. Two schools of thought here. To him, you're Annapolis, Harvard, expert on theory, well-versed in world affairs. He's had his head up his ass driving ships for the last 25 years. He's probably a little paranoid about that. I mean, Navy's all he's got. Navy and that little rat dog is. That's why his wife left him.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying, watch out. Give him a little room. Let him get to know you.
Do pants too.
Con radio receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Alert one, alert one. Incoming emergency action message. Alert one, alert one. Incoming EAM.
Captain.
Captain has asked me to brief you on the emergency action message we just received. As you know, before we got underway, the Russian army was in position, encircling the rebel camps. And Rodchenko started making extravagant threats should anyone move in on him, that he would launch his land-based nuclear weapons at the United States and at Japan. The only safeguard was that the Russian government controlled the launch codes. Intel now indicates that those launch codes have been compromised. And U.S. military forces have been directed to set DEFCON 3. The last time we hit this state of emergency was 32 and a half years ago during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So this is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for. Captain.
The NCA has determined that should our satellites detect rebel missiles being fueled, which means they could be launched in just over 1 hour, we'll be compelled to act. Now, given our patrol sector here in the Emperor Seamounts, it seems clear that our friends in the Pentagon are setting us up for a potential preemptive strike. It's important to remain focused. Keep your men informed. Any questions? Dismissed.
Rivetti, what's up?
I'm sorry, sir. It's just a difference of opinion that got out of hand.
What about?
It's really too silly to talk about, sir. I'd rather just forget about it.
I don't give a damn about what you'd rather forget about. Why were you two fighting?
Well, I said that the Kirby Silver Surfer was the only real Silver Surfer, and that the Mobius Silver Surfer was shit. And Benefield's a big Mobius fan, and things got out of hand. I pushed him, he pushed me. I lost my head, sir. I'm sorry.
Rivetti, you're a supervisor. You can get a commission like that.
I know it, sir. You're 100% right. It's never happened again.
It better not happen again. I see this kind of nonsense, I'm going to write you up. You understand? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You have to set an example, even in the face of stupidity. Now, everybody that reads comic books knows that Kirby Silver Surfer is the only true Silver Surfer. Now, am I right or wrong?
You're right, sir.
All right. Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Captain, how can I help you?
Test results from the missile drill.
It's the best they can do?
No, sir, but that's what they did.
I want this down to 5 minutes. Train on it.
Yes.
Tell your buddy Webbs we're going to do it again. We're going to keep on doing it until he gets it right. Feels like the whole crew needs a kick in the ass.
Or a pat on the back, sir. I just witnessed a fight down in Crew's mess. No big deal, but I think the men are a little on edge with all we're going through. Morale seems to be a bit low.
Well, you seem to have the pulse of the men.
Thank you, sir.
May I have your attention, please?
Mr. Hunter has brought it to my attention that morale
may be a bit low. That you may be a bit...
on edge.
On edge. So I suggest this. Any crew member who feels he can't handle the situation can leave the ship right now. Gentlemen, we're at DEFCON 3. War is imminent. This is the captain. That is all.
Very inspiring, sir. Come up here.
suit. Come here. Hit it.
I've got a broadband contact, bearing 047, signing Tracker Sierra and ATF.
Con sonar, we have a possible submerged submarine bearing 047. Designate contact master 28.
Sonar Con, I, man battle station's torpedo rig for ultra quiet.
Rig tubes 1 and 4, fully ready.
Rig tubes 1 and 4, fully ready, aye, sir.
Man battle station's torpedo.
All right, what do you got?
Sir, we have a possible submerged submarine bearing 049, designate Master 28. Best step for evasion, sir, is 831 feet to avoid that sub.
Lieutenant Mahoney, this is the captain. Increase your speed to standard. Come left to course 270. Make your depth 831 feet. Smartly. You find out who that is.
Aye, sir. Who are you, sweetheart?
Helm, all ahead, standard. Dive, make your depth 831 feet.
Aye, sir.
Con radio receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Recommend alert one.
Alert one, alert one. Incoming emergency action message.
Captain, we have a properly formatted emergency action message from the National Command Authority for strategic missile launch, Captain.
I concur, sir. Get me out delegate.
Missile for strategic launch.
Secure from battle station's torpedo.
Sir, request permission to authenticate.
Motion granted, authenticate.
Bravo, Echo, Echo, Charlie, Alpha, Tango, Alpha.
Bravo, Echo, Echo, Charlie, Alpha, Tango, Alpha.
Message is authentic, sir.
I concur, sir.
I concur, sir.
Message is authentic.
Sir, you kept his missile key?
This is the captain. Set condition 1 SQ for strategic missile launch. Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24. The release of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is not a drill.
XO, take the con. Go to my stateroom for the launch keys.
XO, how's the con?
Second edition, 1SQ for strategic missile launch. Spin up missiles 1 through 5, 20 through 24. Nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is the XO.
Con weapons, estimated time with 1SQ for strategic launches, 14 minutes, sir.
Radio, sir, we are out of VLF radio range. Full message capacity is cut off.
Radio con, extend extremely low frequency antenna.
Passing 600 feet, coming to 831 feet, sir.
mark that tape. Get the classification on your monitor.
Batty, what the hell is going on?
Sir, the Master 28 is classified as a Russian Akula class hunter killer. Bearing 196, sir. He's close, but I don't think he spotted us.
Stay on him.
Aye, sir.
Captain, how's the call?
Passing 800 feet, sir.
Continue to dive. Give me 5 degree down bubble.
Continue rigging for ultra quiet.
Aye, aye, sir. 5 degree down bubble. Rigging for ultra quiet, sir.
Gentlemen, this is the captain. We have an Akula class submarine out there. We know the Rodchenko controls at least 4 submarines. This could be one of them. Russian rebels have threatened to launch against our country and are fueling right now. They will have launch capability in 60 minutes. We also have orders to launch our missiles, which is exactly what we're going to do. We are rigging for ultra quiet. All hands be ready. This is as real as it gets. We'll presume nothing. Defend ourselves at all cost. If that sub so much as comes around or opens up a tube door, we're going to take her out.
Passing 900 feet.
He's gone.
Hell yes. He's up there.
950.
Con, weapons. Missile systems ready to launch in 11 minutes.
Con, radio. Receiving transmission on extremely low frequency receiver, sir.
Very well. Mr. Hunter, go to the radio, please.
Okay, plus code.
What do you got?
XO, incoming EM on the broadcast, but we're too deep to receive any radio communication, sir.
Captain?
XO, we got a limited radio transmission indicating an incoming EAM. We need to go shallow to reestablish communications.
With that sub still up there? Mr. Hunter, it's my intel. Come up the con, Mr. Hunter.
Yes, sir.
Zero bubble.
Zero bubble, aye, sir. 1,275 feet, sir.
Con weapons. Missile system grade launch in 10 minutes.
Sir.
Attention all hands. Ship has been rigged for ultra quiet.
Captain.
But our missile system is ready, Mr. Hunter. It is my intention to rise to launch depth, launch our burst, and then get the hell out of there. Not until then. I can't jeopardize the safety of this ship.
Yes, sir. May I suggest that we float the buoy, sir? We have enough cable. That should give us enough reach to receive the EAM transmission. Sir.
Very well, float the buoy.
Chief of the watch, float the buoy.
Put the radio, boy. Aye, sir.
Radio, boy, deploying, sir. Attention, 2,000 pounds.
Very well.
Con, weapons. Estimated time for 1SQ, 8 minutes, 30 seconds, sir.
Winch! Con, sonar, we have a sound short from the buoy winch!
Stop the goddamn winch!
The winch has stopped, sir!
God damn it.
TSO, is that sound still out there?
Sonar, TSO, is that sound still out there? Sounds gone, sir.
on, sonar, the Akula's turning towards, sir! Con sonar, torpedo on the water, bearing 241! Con sonar, second torpedo on the water, bearing 242!
All ahead, flank, right full rudder!
Con sonar, 3,000 yards in closing, sir!
Minori, con, cavitate! Collision alarm,
Mercer! 2,500 yards.
Rig ship for impact.
Hang on your ass, gentlemen.
10,000 yards.
1,500 yards. Bearing 070. 071. 1,200 yards.
Con radio, receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert one.
Launch a 5-inch evasion device. Launch your countermeasures.
Countermeasures away, sir.
Shift your rudder to left full.
500 yards and closing fast.
They're looking for us.
Aye, sir.
Weapons, Con. Estimated time to 1SQ.
Con, weapons. Missile systems ready to launch in 6 minutes.
Very well.
December, where's that EAM? You all right, son?
Yes, sir.
I got it. That's it?
Uh-huh. It's incomplete, sir. We lost it when the radio buoy cable got severed.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, let's get on with it. All ahead, one third. Steady as you go.
All ahead, one third. Steady eye, sir.
Make your depth 150 feet. Zero bubble. Up slow and silent to launch depth.
Up slow and silent to launch depth. Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain? Got the EAM.
What do you think?
I think there's nothing on this.
Yes, sir. It got cut off during the attack.
Then it's meaningless.
Sir, this is an EAM pertaining to nuclear missile.
No, Mr. Hunter. That's a message fragment.
Because it got cut off during the attack, so the message can mean anything. It can be a message to a board. It can be a message.
It could be a fake Russian transmission.
Which is exactly why we need to confirm, sir. All I'm asking for is the time we need to get back online.
Calm down, Mr. Hunter.
I am calm.
You don't appear to be calm.
Calm weapons. Missile systems ready to launch in 4 minutes.
Step aside, Seaman.
Yes, sir. 113,
we have orders in hand. And those orders to make a preemptive launch. Every second that we lose increases the chances that by the time our missiles arrive, their silos could be empty because they flew in their birds and struck us first.
Yes, sir.
You know as well as I do that any launch order received without authentication is no order at all. That's our number one rule.
That rule
is the basis for the scenario we've trained on time and time again.
Yes, sir.
It's a rule we follow without exception.
Captain, National Military Command Center knows what sector we're in. They have satellites looking down on us to see if our birds are aloft, and if they're not,
Then they give our orders to somebody else. That's why we maintain more than one sub. It's what they call redundancy.
I know about redundancy, Mr. Hunter.
All I'm saying... Captain, is that we have backup. Now it's our duty not to launch until we can confirm.
You're presuming that we have other submarines out there ready to launch. This captain, I must assume that our submarines could have been taken out by other Akulas. We can play these games all night, Mr. Hunter, but I don't have the luxury of your presumptions.
Sir.
Mr. Hunter, we have rules that are not open to interpretation, personal intuition, gut feelings, hairs on the back of your neck, little devils or angels sitting on your shoulders.
Captain, yes.
We're all very well aware of what our orders are and what those orders mean. They come down from our commander-in-chief. They contain no ambiguity.
Captain.
Mr. Hunter, I've made a decision. I'm captain of this boat. Now shut the fuck up! Weapons, Khan.
Ship targeting to target package SLBM 64741/2.
This is the captain.
Captain, I cannot concur.
Repeat my command.
Sir, we don't know what this message means. Our target package could have changed.
You repeat this order or I'll find somebody who will.
Hell no, you won't, sir.
You're relieved of your position. Cobb, remove Mr. Hunter from the control room. Get Lieutenant Zimmer in here right now.
No, sir. I do not concur, and I do not recognize your authority to relieve me under command under Navy regulations.
Cobb, arrest this man and get him out of here.
Under operating procedures governing the release of nuclear weapons, we cannot launch our missiles unless both you and I agree.
Cobb, what are you waiting for?
Sir. This is expressly why your command must be repeated. It requires my assent. I do not give it. And furthermore, you continue upon this course and insist upon this launch without confirming this message first, I will be forced
to act
by the rules of precedence.
Captain, commanding officer.
Regulations.
I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of
Navy regulations.
I say again, I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of mutiny. Cobb!
Captain, please, the XO is right. We can't launch unless he concurs.
To the USS Alabama. Rebel-controlled missiles being fueled. Launch codes compromised. Dissonance. Threatened launch at continental United States. Set DEFCON 2. Immediately launch 10 Trident missile sorties. They're fueling their missiles! We don't have time to fuck around!
Sir, I think you need time to think this over.
I don't have to think this over!
Captain, I relieve you of your command of this ship. Cobb, escort the captain to his stateroom. I'm assuming command.
You're not assuming anything.
Chief of the boat... Captain Ramsey's under arrest. Lock him in his stateroom.
Captain, please.
Now, Cobb!
Aye, sir. Mitchell, Walker, take the captain below.
Way out of your league, Hunter. You're not ready to make tough decisions yet.
What the hell are we waiting for?
Here disagrees with what I've done, and you feel free to relieve yourself of duty now. Anybody?
Station.
Nice, sir.
executive officer. I have assumed command of this ship under authority granted me by Navy regulations. I have relieved Captain Ramsey of his duties for acting in contravention of the rules and regulations regarding nuclear weapons release. It is my intention to delay the missile launch, maintaining our current state of readiness, pending confirmation of an emergency action message that was cut off during the attack. Remove the battle station's missile. Carry on.
What the hell are we doing, Fred?
I don't know about you, but I'm pissing my pants.
Russians will have missile launch capability in 39 minutes.
Chief of the boat?
Sir? Thank you, God. Thank you? Fuck you. Get it straight, Mr. Hunter. I'm not on your side. Now, you could be wrong. But wrong or right, the captain can't just replace you at will. That was completely improper. And that's why I did what I did. By the book.
I thank you anyway.
Radio, Khan. Mr. Zimmer, get those communications back online now.
We're working on it, sir.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Are you ready? Ready. Go.
Jesus fucking thing. This whole system is crashed. Radio buoy is severed. What the fuck does he want us to do?
Shit, electrons?
Hey, Vasa, we need communications, not smart-ass remarks.
Aye, sir.
All stop 10 degrees up.
10 up. Aye, sir.
All stop. Aye, sir. Answers. All stop.
Yards, 50 knots, sir. 200 yards.
Americans report to control.
Control!
Mahoney, get a damage control party down there.
Or a damage control party. Get Lieutenant Hellman. All you fools stay. Get him down there now.
Time's over and we've lost propulsion, sir.
Chief Revolt, how are we doing?
Sir, we are going down. I need propulsion.
Forward ballast tension damage, sir. Forward air pressure. Zero.
Maneuvering Khan. Restore propulsion as soon as possible.
Khan, maneuver and restore propulsion as soon as possible. Aye, sir!
Control, fill the bay! Flooding is loud! I think we got it under control, sir!
Passing 1,500 feet. At 1,850, it's all over. Passing 1,650 feet.
Turbine power restored! Main seawater cross valve repaired!
periscope, Captain.
File here. Closest to combat he's been is a policy seminar.
Give me an order, sir.
As quietly as you can. You get to Mr. Zimmer and Mr. Westergaard.
How about Linkletter?
Now, you won't be able to talk to the DSO. He's at the con. But you can get to Weps. We gotta have Weps. He's the key. You get me those men, a small security force, then come back and get me.
Aye, sir.
Don't get overzealous now and try to recruit the whole ship. Lead from the top down.
Aye, sir. Right away. I'll talk to you in the passageway. Right now, Pete. Come
gonna let this go down with the XO at the helm.
We're not.
No, we're not.
I've been with the captain for years, and this asshole Hunter shows up, and I'm supposed to follow him because he says so?
You're not supposed to. You've been ordered to. That's what this is about. Proper orders.
Proper orders? He has proper orders. He won't act on them.
He's in command now. If they order him to launch, we'll launch. I won't blow him all to hell. But I'd rather go down myself and get this one wrong.
Look, our procedures are clear. In the absence of a contravening order, in a situation like this, we follow the orders in hand.
Exactly. You know how many checks we go through to make sure a launch order is authentic? The XO agreed with those orders. Now he just wants to throw them away. They don't count.
He's lost his nerve.
Bullshit! I know this guy, Bobby.
Webs, we've been ordered to launch. Now why in the world would we do that if they weren't prepared to launch at us?
We don't know that for sure. That's the whole point. That's why he wants time to confirm the message.
That's the whole fucking point, is we don't have time. Rodchenko is fueling his burst. Now, why do you think he's doing that? Why? You don't put on a condom unless you're gonna fuck.
Go back to your station. Go back to your station and stay there.
Come on, man. Peter, think about your family, man.
I am. What do you plan to do?
Nothing without you. You're a senior officer, department head. TSO's with Hunter.
And you have the keys to the small arms locker. Now, we want to recruit a few more men, and we're going to open up that arsenal.
I just talked to the captain in his room. He specifically asked for you. He says we cannot go without you.
I don't believe this. This is a mutiny, Peter. There's only two sides to a mutiny. Now, your captain is asking for your help. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
All right.
Khan, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 24 minutes.
She's doing the right thing.
Systems are still down, sir. Lieutenant Zimmer isn't here.
Where is he?
I don't know, sir.
Very well. Mr. Mahoney has the con.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
Con.
Sir.
Send a man to find Zimmer.
Aye, sir. Get his side on.
Aye, aye, sir.
Chief Young.
Turn around.
At ease, sailor.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hintz. Force guard.
Sir.
Mr. Zimmer.
Ready, sir.
Let's get on with it.
Anger.
Are you people returning to your stations? Mr. Rivetti?
Sir?
Follow me, please.
Yes, sir.
These are the keys to the entire submarine.
Khan, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 21 minutes.
Who's in charge here?
Me, sir.
How long is it going to take you?
I don't know, sir.
You know what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think you do. Let me explain it to you. If we launch, and we're wrong, what's left of Russia is going to launch at us. There will be a nuclear holocaust beyond imagination. So it's all about knowing, Mr. Vossler. We have to know whether or not our order to launch has been recalled or not. The only way we're going to know is if you fix that radio. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You ever watch Star Trek? Star Trek. You know Star Trek and USS Enterprise. All right. You remember when the Klingons were going to blow up the Enterprise and Captain Kirk calls down to Scotty? He says, Scotty, I got to have more power.
He needs more warp speed.
Warp speed, exactly. Well, I'm Captain Kirk. You're Scotty. I need more power. I'm telling you, if you do not get this radio up, a billion people are going to die. Now, it's all up to you. I know that's a shitty deal, but you got it. Can you handle it? Scotty.
All right, Captain. You got anything?
No, boss.
Get on it.
I have the con.
XO has the con.
Chief of the boat, make your depth 75 feet. Continue up the periscope depth.
Relay that order.
You officers or chiefs feel you've been unjustly caught up in this thing. You stand with me now.
Sir, propulsion has been restored. All flooding has been contained. All communications are still down. Take them away. Lock them up in the officer's mess.
One would wish for. But we have the obligation, under authenticated orders issued by our commander-in-chief, to prevent the attack on our country. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 15 minutes. Set condition 1SQ. Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24 for strategic missile launch. The use of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is the captain. Mr. Zimmer is the new XO.
Set condition 1SQ. Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24 for strategic launch. The use of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is the XO.
Weapons, Khan. Confirm target package SLBM 64741/2. For missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24.
Target package confirmation, sir.
The captain.
Khan, weapons. Confirm target package SLBM 64741/2 for missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24. Aye, sir.
Look, it's not a mutiny. I did everything by the book.
It's not about the book. If the Russians are going to launch and we sit here and do nothing, who's going to stop them? Half of me's glad the captain came back. He could be right, you know.
No orders are valid, Cobb, if they're wrong.
We don't know if they're wrong.
That's true, we don't know. That's why we have to find out first. What if Rodchenko surrendered and it's over? We launch, they see us, they launch. Our birds pass each other in the air. Boom. What do you got?
Nuclear war.
Nuclear holocaust. What are you doing down here?
Jesus, it's just going to the bedroom.
Nobody moves alone. Come on, you know the drill.
What, Benefield? I need an escort to take a shit.
Shut up. I'm gonna call control. You stay right there.
Oh, fuck this.
I mean it, man.
Okay, Mobius. Open the door.
Broke my nose.
Shut up, fat boy.
Mr. Rivetti, I'm impressed.
I never liked you, sir.
Rivetti, go to laundry, get four sets of coveralls. And four caps.
Aye, sir.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
We're with you, sir.
Let's go.
Approaching launch depth.
Very well. Make your depth 150 feet. Zero bubble. Commence hovering.
Zero bubble. Commence hovering. Aye, sir.
Con, weapons. Estimated time to weapon system 1SQ, 3 minutes 30 seconds, sir.
Con, weapons. Russian missiles will have launch capability in 12 minutes.
Opening missile hatches.
Where are you?
Don't worry about where I am. You cannot proceed. We got other ships out there that can handle this. Now, you can't be influenced by the captain or anybody else. You got to make up your own mind.
Con, weapons. Estimated time to missile launch, 3 minutes and counting, sir.
Webs, listen, don't do this. Don't do this. Once you launch, they cannot come back. They cannot come back, Webs. And you know the repercussions if we're wrong, goddammit. Webs, if we fire now, we'll be firing while we're blind and crippled. You understand me?
Where the fuck are you?
Do not remove that firing trigger. Do not open the safe, Webster. It's up to you. You're the only one that knows the combination. It's up to you, Webster. It's up to you.
Mind your fucking panel!
You guys ready?
Just about, sir.
Radio XO. Bossler?
XO radio. Sir? I don't know, sir.
Bossler, calm down. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. Are you calm?
Yeah, sort of.
Get the radio fixed, Bossler. I could have built one by now. How long is it going to take you?
I don't know.
Well, how much time do you need?
1 through 5 and 20 through 24 at 1SQ, sir.
Ship is hovering in automatic. Dives at 1SQ, Captain.
Missiles at 1SQ. Ready to launch, sir.
Sir, weapon system is at 1SQ. Missiles are ready for launch, sir.
Very well. Weapons.
Aye, sir.
Weapons, Con. Remove the tactical firing trigger. One MC.
Aye, sir.
Weapons, this is the captain. Unlock the tactical firing trigger.
Webs? Missiles are ready to launch, man.
Sir.
Shit. Mitchell Zimmer. No one is to touch this key. I'm gonna launch from missile control.
Aye, sir.
Westergaard?
Sir.
Dougherty, come with me. Mahoney, take the con.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
What are you doing, man? We're 1SQ, we're ready.
Dougherty, position your guards fore and aft.
Mess 2 forward hatch, first 2 aft hatch.
They're gonna fire from missile control. We gotta get back to the con and disarm the system. Come on.
We're traveling the crawl space.
Grant!
Mr. Ince, remove the tactical firing key.
Sir, it is my duty to...
Son, don't talk to me about duty. Open the fucking safe!
I can't do that, sir.
I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm gonna blow your fucking head off. One. Two.
Shit!
It doesn't mean no good to kill you. You're the only one who knows the combination. However, to the officer, Hilaire doesn't know the combination. Millions of lives at stake here, Peter. Don't make a dumb decision. One. Two. Sir!
From the bow. We're ready? Linkletter and myself, we're coming through. Yeah, we're ready. You jump right on Zimmer, okay?
Fire, sir.
Sir, the captain's key has been removed.
Hunter.
They're a piece of shit.
All right, you and you, man the forward hatches.
Aye, sir.
You, man the aft hatches.
Aye, sir.
We're going up to periscope depth. We're going to reestablish communications and get that radio message. Now, anybody got a problem with that? Chief of the boat, make your depth 7-8 feet.
Aye, sir. Make your depth 7-8 feet. 5 degree up bubble.
Mr. Linkletter, man that periscope.
Aye, sir. Raising number 2 scope.
Radio, con. Mr. Vossler? This is Captain Kirk. I need warp speed on that radio.
Yes, sir.
Con, weapons.
Russian missiles will have launch capability in 9 minutes.
Oh, shit! Reattach that lead.
Feet at periscope depth, sir.
Mr. Linkletter.
No close contact, sir.
Very well. Chief of the watch, raise the VLF radio antenna.
Raise the VLF antenna, aye, sir. VLF antenna coming up.
Con radio, sir, I think she's breathing. We're getting close.
Shoot me!
Shit!
I got it.
I have the con. Give him a missile key. Give me the missile key, Mr. Hunter.
Launch capability in 7 minutes.
Con radio, sir.
Radio. radio, Khan.
Captain, radio, Vossler, sir. She's breathing again. We are really, really close.
You got 3 minutes, Vossler. 3 minutes and counting.
Yes, sir.
You got 3 minutes. Stallions.
What?
From Portugal. The Lipizzaner stallions. Most highly trained horses in the world. They're all white.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're aware they're all white, or yes, sir? You've seen them.
Yes, sir, I've seen them. Yes, sir, I'm aware that they're all white. They're not from Portugal, they're from Spain. And at birth, they're not white. They're black. Sir.
I didn't know that. But they are from Portugal.
Come on, Vasco, come on.
Yes! Yes, come on.
Come on, you got it.
Some of the things they do, defy belief. Their training program is simplicity itself. You just stick a cattle prod up their ass and you can get a horse to deal cards. Simple matter of voltage.
You're gonna get it. Come on.
I almost had it. You saw it.
Con. Weapons. Russian
missiles will have launch capability in 4 minutes.
There you go, there you go!
Ah, shit!
Okay, Vasa! There we go, there we go!
Yes!
Radio, we are receiving flash traffic emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Fuck yeah!
Alert one. Alert one. Doherty, what's the guard? Zimmer, get that EAM.
Aye, sir.
God help you if you're wrong.
If I'm wrong, then we're at war.
God help us all.
Sir, we have a properly formatted emergency action message from the National Command Authority, sir. Request permission to authenticate, sir.
Permission granted. Authenticate.
Delta, Delta, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu, Delta, Tango.
Delta, Delta, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu, Delta, Tango.
Message is authentic, Captain.
I concur, sir. I concur, sir.
Message is authentic. One MC. Crew of the Alabama. This is the captain. Set condition 2SQ. Terminate launch. All missiles.
Hey,
hours of this morning, Russian army forces moved in and met surprisingly little resistance. There were some sporadic battles, but apparently the specter of fighting their countrymen proved too much for these rebel troops, and they surrendered quickly. And so a crisis that seemed to be escalating beyond the point of no return was ultimately resolved with fewer than 100 soldiers dead. And the nuclear base captured by Rodchenko is now back in government hands. Reporting live from the French aircraft carrier Foch in the Mediterranean Sea, this is Richard Valeriani for CNN.
All right, stand there, Lieutenant Glanner Hunter. This won't take long. This panel has convened in order to investigate the events subsequent to the setting of Condition 1SQ for a strategic missile launch on board the USS Alabama on 1 November. Now, based on the testimony from personnel on board the Alabama, and in no small measure to that of the senior officer, Captain Ramsey, I'm prepared to make my recommendations to SUPPAC.
Without my testimony, sir?
You have a problem with that?
I might, sir.
I have known Captain Ramsey for almost 30 years. We served together on more than a few occasions. If he is lying, this will be the first I've heard of it.
Yes, sir.
My primary concern here is the breakdown in the system. In this instance, the system failed because the two senior officers did not work to resolve their differences while preserving the chain of command. Now, you may have been proven right, Mr. Hunter, but insofar as the letter of the law is concerned, you were both right. And you were also both wrong. This is the dilemma that will occupy this panel, this Navy, and this country's armed forces as a whole, long after you leave this room. Off the record, you've both created one hell of a mess. A mutiny aboard a United States nuclear submarine. Violation of nuclear launch protocol. For the record, it is the conclusion of this panel that your actions aboard the Alabama were consistent with the best traditions of the Navy and in the interests of the United States. As such, the recommendations of this panel will be to accept, in a manner reflective of his long and dedicated service to his country, Captain Ramsey's request for early retirement from active duty, and based in no small part on Captain Ramsey's recommendation that Lieutenant Commander Hunter be given his next command at the earliest possible convenience. Unless, of course, you wish to challenge these recommendations.
No, sir.
Captain Ramsey.
No, sir.
Dismissed.
Captain? Just wanted to say thank you. You were right and I was wrong. About the horses, the Lippensotters, they are from Spain, not Portugal.
Thank you.